Warning!
The podcast you're about to hear is very filthy. We say naughty words and use them as a doll anyway. It'll cause you not to eat your vegetables, and your mom generally thinks it's a bad idea anyway.
Any moment of the show that has any similarity to the history of any person living or dead, real or fictional, or real events are entirely coincidental and unintentional.
Unless we're specifically noted otherwise in the cast and crew credits, all celebrity voices are impersonated, and no celebrity has endorsed any aspect of this show.
You know what? I don't know.
You know what? We haven't said Pat Godwin. How about we say Pat Godwin?
We didn't mention Pat Godwin when we recorded this week's episode.
We did not say Pat Godwin.
Definitely be mentioning Pat Godwin.
Pat Godwin. You think Pat Godwin would work if we?
Pat Godwin is my hero.
Pat Godwin is Jimmy's hero. But do you think we should say it for the opening, Pat Godwin?
Nah, we'll think of a different opening.
We'll think of a different opening without Pat Godwin.
Okay.
Okay. No Pat Godwin. Welcome out to Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Quickie. That's a ton.
Sort of a quickie.
Yeah, sort of a quickie.
Like, it's a long quickie. It'll be like half a show.
That's what we say every day to our collective girlfriends. It'll be a long quickie.
Yes. We are down a host.
Yes.
And it's been less than a week since last time we recorded. Hence why we're doing the short version, because it's Labor Day weekend. And we got things going on Labor Day weekend. We're busy. We don't have time for the shizit.
Yes, Jimmy is now ghetto.
I am ghetto. I was acting all ghetto earlier, but we need to move on so we can do the quickie.
All right.
Straight to the news. Peter Jackson has been hired to help out with The Hobbit. He is on board. He's not making The Hobbit, but he's been hired to help out with The Hobbit so they can, like, match tone and stuff. Also,
he was involved with The Hobbit anyway.
They hired him and a couple other people. I can't remember who they were. People that were, like, big on Lord of the Rings were officially hired on as helping with The Hobbit.
I thought that was pretty self-evident. See, the problem is with that is that I don't really consider that news just because... I know everybody else does, but the problem is that was announced. It was announced a while ago. And the only thing is that during their big text chat, it was like a 3-hour chat with fans, where they answered fan questions. Both him and Del Toro both said, well, is Jackson going to be helping out? He's like, well, yeah. But we can't officially announce it in any capacity.
Now it's official.
It's the same. It's like the Lawrence Fishburne thing. Right. Worst kept secret of Hollywood. It's like, is Peter Jackson going to be involved in the new movie?
Oh, I got two Peter Jackson stories.
Tintin.
Because it was rumored that he was in and Spielberg was out, but that is wrong. Spielberg's still doing the first Tintin. Peter Jackson is confirmed to direct the second.
Wow, they're really hoping that Tintin does
well. It's a trilogy. It's going to be a trilogy.
Tintin does
but
not.
But they have not announced the director for the third.
Spielberg, see, I trust Spielberg and I'll enjoy it, but
I don't really see a worthy follow-up.
You know what? Tintin will be like his own version of Indiana Jones without the Harrison Ford part. No, it really will. Like, that's what he does.
I don't even know what Tintin is.
Tintin is like a French action-adventure hero. It takes place in the 20s and 30s before World War One, or a little bit after World War One.
Two big-name directors. Who's going to direct the third one? As long as it's not Lucas. Maybe it'll be Del Toro.
Stand there and recite your lines for me. Okay, take two. Do it again. Okay, now more wooden. No feeling. And
take a great actress like Natalie Portman and turn her into a wooden statue? Really? You know you're doing something wrong. Aaron Sorkin's new movie that he's working on now is about the founders of Facebook and how Facebook was created.
That's awesome.
The German version of The Office, which, you know, was not created by Ricky Gervais, but he sued, and now he's credited with every episode.
I watched a clip out of it on YouTube. It's totally fucking The Office.
Well, that's why they
he
sued.
He deserved
Tim
to sue
Tim and
them.
Stephen Merchant, is it? They sued, and they won.
Yes.
So they're credited now. They've done 3 seasons. They're hitting the big screen this summer. Their show's that popular. I'm very jealous that our Office doesn't get big screen treatment.
I'm not. You know what? I bet you anything.
But we'll get 6 more seasons.
You know what I really think
what
will happen? Yeah, that will probably be true. But once we resolve everything, because remember in the normal Office how everything ended?
Yeah.
They do plan to tackle that, which is we'll see the after effects of the documentary.
Right.
That should be the movie.
Yes. Yes.
Now, whether Greg Daniels does that or not, that's not for me to say, but that's Greg.
I agree, 1,000%.
And John would agree too, because he likes The Office.
Any other movie before I move on to TV? I got tons of TV.
Oh, God.
Tons of TV.
I'm trying to see. You asked me too quick.
Sorry.
Damn you.
Oh, don't you have... Is there anything there?
Oh, apparently... yes and no. I have a few movie news.
Okay.
Jason Reitman, the guy who did Juno, is moving up to a movie called Up in the Air.
I saw that, but
George
I had no
Clooney.
Idea what it was about, so I ignored it.
I don't either.
Well, there's a little synopsis if you click on the article, but I know it's like based on a book or something, and I wasn't familiar with the book, so I ignored the story.
Okay.
It looked interesting. The plot looked interesting, but I don't remember what it was.
And then Todd Solondz.
Yes.
Who did Happiness, and he also did Welcome to the Dollhouse.
Right.
He has a new movie. It's a sequel. I'm reading this as I go along. It's called Paladin. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a quasi-sequel.
Quasi-sequel. It's also a sequel to Palindromes.
It's a follow-up. No, it doesn't mean it's a sequel. It just means that was his last movie.
Oh, no, okay. Well, see, I didn't even read that part. I just said blah, 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 2000. Palindromes is now being...
Yeah, this
build
is a sequel to The Happiness.
Okay, so they don't even say what the name of the movie is.
No.
They're just saying it was once called Life During Wartime, and that was it. That's all they really have on that.
Yeah.
What else is there? There was something about Chronicles of Riddick that I remember. That
yeah, they're doing the third and fourth movies.
Which is sort of surprising, because the first one did rather well, especially on DVD, but I didn't think...
I didn't even know there was a second one.
Well, Pitch Black was the first movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
That was a thing, like...
You're right. I remember hearing that now.
Yeah, so...
I never saw either one. But.
And also, apparently... Oh, somewhat... This is sort of movie news. The director of Babylon AD is pissed off at Fox.
Why?
Because they kicked him off the movie, apparently, or they won't let him... Like, apparently there's, like, 70 minutes of stuff cut out of this movie, and, like, everyone who's... And Fox won't let anyone review it. So people are starting to say that, well, I wonder why, it's because the movie's so bad. And, you know, he's publicly stated, spit in Fox's face, saying, you know, I don't like my movie.
There was a Zach and Miri story, too. They're headlining some festival that's going to be, like, the headlining movie of some festival. I don't remember.
Yeah, but I don't even know where that was.
It was somewhere on Ain't It Cool, but I don't remember now.
It's, yeah.
TV news, tons. Olympics broke TV history with 211 million viewers.
God.
The previous record was 209 million, set by the 1996 Olympics, 12
What's
years
wrong
ago.
With you fucking people? Stop watching the goddamn
NBC
Olympics.
Won all 100 half-hour primetime slots.
Jesus.
And Columbus was the ninth most tuned-in city. Of the 10, like, six were Midwest. And then you toss in, like, Baltimore, Portland, Oregon, San Diego... It wasn't New York. It wasn't Chicago. They
Go
weren't
outside.
Sitting watching TV.
Take a walk. Don't fucking...
Columbus was ninth.
Take a fucking walk. I know I should talk, but God damn it, that's pissing me off.
Speaking of the Olympics, Michael Phelps, the 8 gold medal winner...
Yeah, he's hosting
...is hosting
now.
The season premiere September 13th of season 34 of Saturday Night Live. Lil Wayne is the musical guest. And there's also two Olympic gold winners on Dancing with the Stars cast, Maurice Greene and Misty May Trenaire. Also doing Dancing with the Stars this time around, Lance Bass, Toni Braxton, Susan Lucci, Brooke Burke, Rocco Di Spirito, Kim Kardashian, Cloris Leachman, I'm sorry, but Cloris, you've got class. Cody Lindley from Hannah Montana, Ted McGinley, NFL's Warren Sapp, Jeffrey Ross.
Tim McGinley. What is Ted McGinley for?
I don't know, but the name sounded familiar to me, too.
I think he's an actor. Well, he's an actor, yeah, but...
Not everybody in Dancing with the Stars is
an actor. Ted McGinley.
Jeffrey Ross sucks enough as a person, comedian, that I excuse his behavior, but Cloris Leachman, you're too good for that show.
Yes, she well advisingly did not do the Young Frankenstein musical. She does have class.
She tried to do the Young... They cast her. She tried out. She wanted a part.
Shame on her.
But I love her. She was fantastic in the
movie.
I
love her, too.
She was the best part of Bob Saget's roast, with the possible argument of the Gilbert Gottfried. I did go back and watch Gilbert Gottfried. He was filthy and hilarious. He like was having like all the Full House cast members what they would order in a bar, and he like the Olsen twins walked in. They said we want an asshurts, and the bartender's like, how do you make an asshurts? He's like, I don't know, but Bob Saget handed us a glass of chocolate milk. We woke up face down 3 hours later in an asshurts.
Okay.
Also, big reality-type news. Cara Diogardi, whoever that is, she's written songs for Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, Beau Bice, Christina Aguilera, Gwen Stefani, Pink, Avril Lavigne, Britney Spears, Pussycat Dolls, Celine Dion, Hannah Montana, The Jonas Brothers, Paris Hilton, Faith Hill, Santana, Ashley Simpson, Jewel, Kylie Minogue, RBD, Enrique Iglesias, Mark Anthony, Dr. Dre, Timbaland, Justin Timberlake, Ricky Martin, and others. She is joining American Idol in the fourth season as the fourth judge. They will now have four to balance it out, a little more girl power, but supposedly she's the female version of Simon. She's bitchy and opinionated. And wow. When asked how they would find time for a fourth judge's reviews, Simon said, "We just won't let Paula talk as much."
Wow.
But I think it's good. This is seven seasons. It was getting a little stale, and they knew it. Like, the ratings haven't slumped, but they're always trying to reinvent themselves, and adding a fourth judge was a good way to do it.
Man.
Especially a bitchy female. Simon's like, it's like going to dinner with the same two other people for 7 years, and you've talked about everything you could talk about. We need a new spice to mix it up.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't like the spice the first time around, so... Mm-hmm.
Didn't you have a story about David Arquette that you would like to talk about?
Oh, yeah. He's going to be on My Name is Earl.
But wasn't he going to be on Pushing Daisies?
Yes, but I thought we announced that.
Right, we did.
Oh.
But how's he doing My Name is Earl if he's doing Pushing Daisies?
He recently wrapped it.
Oh, so he's not going to stay on Pushing Daisies.
No, or if he is...
That conversation sounded almost natural.
Yes, it
did. If only you had gone with it a little more.
I didn't know what the hell
you were. I set you up and you didn't take the spike.
Well, I thought you wrote it down.
I did, but I decided to bring it up conversationally.
Oh, okay.
And let you speak about it.
Yeah, apparently he's a fresh court, whatever the hell that is, on Pushing Daisies.
Mm.
And he might return, but after his first episode wrapped, he's doing a cameo on My Name is Earl.
Okay. Everybody wants to be on My Name is Earl.
Everyone does.
Can you blame him?
My Name is Earl.
Can you blame him?
No.
Thank you. Michelle Rodriguez will be in one episode of Lost Season 5. They're pretty sure it'll be episode 2. Also on the cast list is Cheech, so we think it's a Hurley-centric episode. Hurley. So my guess is she's just going to appear to Hurley. That's my guess.
That would be my guess.
There are a lot of theories, but I agree with the one that she's just going to appear to Hurley.
Yeah, that
since
I think
since Cheech is in the episode 2.
Yeah, that's something I can think of. That would be freaky.
Doug and Rocco's Modern Life hit DVD in December and September. The first season. The first two seasons of Doug and the first two volumes of Rocco's Modern Life.
What?
Yep.
Okay, that's officially fucking cool.
It's not any cool on the DVD releases. I know, I get excited. Woohoo!
Wait a minute, where is this?
The DVD release. Look at the latest DVD release posting. And if you scroll down, look for the ones that say new with red boxes. Doug and Rocco are now listed. You gotta get down to the actual list part. I don't think it was that file, because that's the one with all the pictures, but it might be at the bottom of that. Maybe not. It would be all the way down. It doesn't have a picture.
Well, I know, but I got distracted
by Fat Albert's Halloween special?
I did.
Yeah, no, it doesn't have a picture. It was just in the text list of all the stuff that's
Linda
coming out
Lovelace
between now and Christmas.
For president.
That was an old movie when she was trying to break into mainstream.
So, Nude for Satan, that's an awesome movie.
Really? Have you seen it?
No, but okay. I want to.
Yeah. No, it definitely wasn't that file. It's whatever the DVD release. Look for where it said Heroes Season 2, that one. Yeah, scroll way.
I'm doing, calm yourself.
See, okay. Now you're going to start seeing release dates, and some of them will have little red things that say new.
Okay, who introduced you to this site, sir?
You.
I know how it works.
Oh.
I'm just seeing what else is also available, because I'm intrigued. Oh.
Yeah, Doug's in the next couple weeks, so it's way back. You're ready. I'm sure you already passed.
Oh, so they don't have an image next to it.
No. Mm. No image. Well, wanted the image. I'm sorry.
Yes, I wanted the image.
It's like... So, there it is, I think. Didn't you just pass it? Go back up. Doug. There's Doug. That's the September 2nd, so that's next week.
Oh, my God.
There's the image. It's only 3 discs for season 1. And then season 2.
Billy,
and then Rocco's is like late September, I think.
There it is. Best of Rocco's Modern Life.
Well, there's the Best of, and then there's Rocco Volume 1 and Volume 2. Oh, Best of Volume 1 and Best of Volume 2. That's lame. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Back to my news. FX is going to begin streaming shows online soon, like other networks. Fox is going to premiere Terminator, The Sarah Connor Chronicles, and Fringe, both on TV and online at the same time, but the only way to watch them online at that point is if you are online on a college campus. You have to be accessed through a college point.
Huh.
.edu point, access point.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool. Try to get college kids watching. WB is coming back online. They will be streaming episodes of Angel, Babylon 5, Buffy, Everwood, Firefly, Friends, Gilmore Girls, The OC, One Tree Hill, Roswell, Smallville, Veronica Mars, and they will have some new original series such as A Boy Wearing Makeup is the first original series they announced. But WB.com will be launched soon, and WB will be back.
Okay. Oh, I got some Chuck news.
I have Chuck news. Is this about season 2 and how many episodes?
No.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
This is about who Captain Awesome's parents are.
Ooh!
It's, Bruce Boxleitner, he plays, you know, Mr. Scarecrow, from Scarecrow and Mrs. King.
Okay, never saw it.
He's a character. He's been around for, like, since the 70s, doing a lot of things. I can't think of what else, like, guest star recently.
Morgan Fairchild. Morgan Fairchild? Oh, my God.
Yes, Captain
America. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's so obnoxious.
Yes. But,
good casting, though.
Carl Lumby, a.k.a. aliases Marcus Dixon, appear this fall as a sensei to NSA agent Casey.
Really?
Yes.
I like Marcus Dixon from Alias.
Oh, wait a minute.
He was starred in all 5 seasons of Alias.
There's a rumor that...
A rumor?
Yes, that they're going to try one by one to get everyone from Alias on the show.
That's
the
cool.
The only problem is that half the cast is
either Gunberg's making... Greg Gunberg's
busy. Yeah, on Heroes.
Yeah, I heard Greg Gunberg's the funniest part of the Heroes Season 2 commentaries. He's just hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Video commentaries that pop up and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I love Greg Gunberg on Felicity, and I never thought... There was one episode of Alias where he got to be really awesome, but he's never reached the height he reached in Felicity since then.
Yeah, if you ever get a chance, go to YouTube and look up the username Buckshot1, as in won the game, Buckshot1, no spaces, and that's actually Adrian Pastar's YouTube thing. He posts videos every few weeks. Matter of fact, that's how you knew Greg was in the season 2
that's
finale.
That's how I knew?
That's how anybody who watched it knew.
Oh, okay. You said also, you. I thought you meant me.
Well, you, the listener.
Oh.
You collected the royal you.
Oh.
Like, what's his name? You liked him a lot. He played the guy, Kaiser Sensei.
Kaiser Sensei?
Who was his name?
Kaiser Sosei?
Whatever.
Kevin Spacey?
No. The guy who Kaiser lives forever.
Oh, Kensei. David Anders.
David Anders.
Yes.
That's how I knew
Kinsey.
He was coming back.
Kinsey.
Officially,
yes.
Because... He leaked a video of him doing an impersonation of "I thank you very much," and Greg Gunberg starts it off. It's really funny, and then you pan around and he's standing on top of the table in front of the
David
paper
Anders
tech.
Is doing it.
Yeah,
nice.
And he does it dead on.
I love David Anders.
Jesus Christ Superstar, and then he just goes, "I'm back, motherfuckers," like that. And
nice.
They have videos every other week. It's pretty good.
Say with the Chuck though before we go too far away.
No, yeah,
Chuck. Like most of the new shows, like Lipstick Jungle, Life, Kim and Kath, Knight Rider, Man Worst Enemy, first or second seasons
for
NBC, only 13 episodes were ordered. The back 9, they were waiting to see how the ratings were. Well, apparently NBC was so impressed with the first 6 episodes of Chuck that they were delivered, they've already pulled Chuck for a full 22.
Yay!
Which is pretty cool.
Which is good because a lot of people at TV Guide are afraid that Chuck's not going to do too well.
They've been picked up for a full season.
I know.
So, ABC has announced its mid-season lineup. Veronica Mars' mastermind Rob Thomas' remake of his 90s Cupid is officially premiering in January with Bobby Cannavale from Snakes on a Plane, Sarah Paulson from Studio 60 starring in the Jeremy Piven and Paula Marshall roles.
See, oh man.
I like Sarah Paulson.
I do too.
Also, Castle premieres mid-season. It's Nathan Fillion stars as a horror writer who helps the New York police. By the writer of Air Force One and Hollow Man. And the ensemble police drama, The Unusuals, from a writer-producer of Bones and The Larry Sanders Show. The pilot starring Amber Tamblyn, Harold Perrineau, since he's dead on Lost, Adam Goldberg, and Terry Kinney.
Hmm.
Which is interesting. And 2 sitcoms are also premiering mid-season. Better Off Ted, starring Jay Harrington, and Single with Parents, starring Alyssa Milano.
Oh, there is a... did you say Better Off Ted or The Fall of Ted?
Better Off Ted.
And what's it about?
It is. It doesn't say. It just is starring Jay Harrington from writer producer Victor Fresco.
Okay.
It's a corporate ladder saga.
Oh, okay. There is a show, I think it's either on HBO or Showtime, that's coming out. It's a half-hour comedy, and I forget. Someone actually, a big TV producer name is running the show.
Mm-hmm.
But it's about, it's called, I thought it was called The Fall of Ted, or The Fall of Ned. It's something like that.
Oh, okay.
And it's about, it's pretty much, we learn how this guy, you know, ends up getting killed, or killing himself.
Cool.
And it's supposed to be like, kind of like Scrubs, but without the whole dream sequence stuff.
That's pretty darn cool.
It is.
Those are all my reviews. We can our news. I can do a couple quick reviews, and then we can... Do you have more news?
No.
But what I do have is a song, which we'll sort of talk about a little bit later in the episode. Here is Ben Folds with one of his fake demos from Way to Normal. Right here on The Good, The Bad, and the
Good. I took her with me to the Christmas office party. Mistake. She did a line and started spouting all her liberal garbage. Bro, I'm so ashamed. I never heard such shit in all my life. I hope one day to mold you into the perfect wife. You blew my hopes sky high. The bitch went nuts. Started talking about politics in front of all my bosses. Bullshit from the internet. The bitch went nuts. I'll never be a partner at this rate. Not with Jane fucking Fonda Jr. as my date. Oh no. Me and a couple of men to restrain her. You should have seen her. When she freaked out and keyed John Franklin Jr.'s brand new Beamer. She called us bigots with her fist in the air. And as she did, they all could see all her armpits hair. Now to think that a fucking asshole, the bitch went nuts. Started talking about vegetables to the wives of my co-workers. Yeah, cruelty of animals. She thinks because she reads books, she must be smarter. But now when I close my eyes, I'll be fucking Jimmy Carter. Oh no. Just nodded and smiled from 9 to 12 p.m. Instead of telling your conspiracy theories to all my bosses and all my friends. The bitch went nuts. Started putting down the Christians and all about what the white man did to the Indians. How could I know that she'd never done blow before? Shouted, fuck Dick Cheney. Did you puke on Franklin's floor? Oh no.
Okay, well, reviews. Greek did their season premiere with Charisma Carpenter. Quite fun. I liked it. Josh Bronstein, who did Digging for the Truth for the History Channel. I enjoyed that show. I like Josh.
Mm-hmm.
Josh, he premiered a new show on Discovery this week called Into the Unknown, where he was looking for pieces of Noah's Ark, which was pretty cool. I've also watched the Democrat convention coverage from the first couple nights. Hillary's speech was great. I haven't watched last night, so I haven't seen Bill's, but I hear he was awesome. But the Daily Show has been so dead awesome. Like, they have 7 correspondents now.
Mm-hmm.
They did a great thing where Samantha Bee was upset because she's been preempted by a black host, and she's been there, and everybody supports her, and she's been there for so long, and she deserves it, and she totally did a Hillary thing, which was awesome. And John Oliver was rocking it out, and John Oliver took 6 Hillary supporters in a room that are now supporting McCain and just made them look like idiots. And then they had, like, they took them all to children's therapy, like the people who couldn't get over Hillary. They actually set up with, like, child psychologists, a preschool-type center, and made these grown people go in there and, like, draw pictures to help them work out their anger. They had a naughty corner, and it was to help them mature emotionally because they were acting like spoiled brats.
They had, who was it, Cliff Robertson, mm-hmm. or not Cliff Robertson, Cliff from David Letterman's show at the Democratic Convention.
Nice.
And he had a segment on there where he couldn't even introduce it right. David Letterman mm-hmm. had to introduce it for him. He looked sort of pissed that he couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
But he goes, Cliff getting to know and touching people at the Democratic Convention.
That's funny.
And guess what it is? It's just him going around and touching people. Yeah, so it's really weird. Like, mm-hmm. there's this guy on a laptop center talking, and mm-hmm. every time he touches someone, you hear, ding! Well, he went up to this one guy. He, like, touched him, and he didn't respond, so he mm-hmm. touched him again, so you hear, ding, ding. And then he walked up to some lady who was, like, putting her makeup on. He just lightly touched her, and then just did a direct turn face and walk away.
Nice.
And she, like, contacted security.
Huh?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. He just walked up to people, touching mm-hmm. them on the knees, like, just in order. Like, he walked up to a news reporter in the middle of a report, touched him, and then walked away. It went on for a little bit, but it was funny.
Well, Colbert spent his, like, last episode before last week's break bitching about how he wasn't going to get to go to Denver or St. Paul, and he is very obviously still in his New York studio, but he keeps saying that he's in Denver the last 2 nights.
Huh.
And he had, like, Mike Huckabee on his show last night. He's like, how do you like Denver? And he was wearing ski boots to prove he was in Denver. He was going to go skiing. Colbert was, like, walking on the stage in ski boots. But he did a nice touching tribute to Cleveland Representative Stephanie Tubbs Jones, who died, which is pretty cool because she was on the Colbert Report. She was one of the first better known districts. So that was pretty, that's fun. They still got a couple nights of that coverage left. And that's all I have. Do you have anything else you'd like?
I have something else here about Stephen Colbert, but if I can't find it in time, I'm going to be sort of pissed.
Didn't you also have something you wanted to talk about concerning Schmen Schmolds?
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot that. Ben Folds apparently divorced...
Who's this Ben Folds? I thought it was Schmen Schmolz.
I know what? I think you were wrong.
Oh, are you sure?
Yeah, a little.
Is he a separate person? Because I love Schmen Schmolz. His last album, Schmongs for Schmilverman, was awesome.
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. Colbert for president. Here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know he was running the Marvel Universe. They talked about that on a show, like, months ago.
Yeah, well, they officially just announced... Well, apparently, Joe Quesada, whatever his name is, the guy who actually is the editor-in-chief, someone asked him a question. It's like, there's some big thing called Secret Invasion, and you see the evil version of the Illuminati, which is this super group consisting of Professor X,
right.
Iron Man, the big names in the Marvel Universe, and... In the evil league of the Illuminati, there's one shadowy person they just won't reveal. And he just goes, who's the shadowy person? Can't you tell? He's like, well, of course I'm going to tell you to read Secret Invasion number 8 and Evil Illuminati number 1. But, oh, hell, it's Stephen Colbert. Like that.
Nice.
But no one knows if that's really true or not. But
they've got comic pictures. And they have been sneaking in the Colbert campaign stuff throughout the Marvel comics.
Right. So,
which is awesome. And I know Colbert won't sue him. He doesn't care. He's thrilled. He's a huge fan. I'm sure they got permission before they did it.
Yeah, which I just think is hilarious.
Oh, I love Colbert, and I love that they're keeping his campaign going fictionally.
Yeah.
If they make him president of the Marvel Universe, how cool would that be?
That would be hilarious and also sort of scary, because then it would also horribly date the comics. More than yes, it would.
Everything. They're dated constantly. I would actually start reading Marvel if Colbert becomes a character.
What would you read? I'm curious. I'm just curious.
Whatever Colbert's in.
So, but Jimmy, that goes against your whole idea that you need to read everything from the beginning.
Yes, but I would read Colbert's stuff from the beginning of his stuff.
Well, he's not going to have his own comic book. He would just miraculously appear in the middle of an issue of a huge storyline going on. You would have no idea what's going on.
I know. That's dangerous, deadly slope for me. I start watching reading the Colbert pages, and then I get hooked, and I have to go back and catch up. Oh my God, that would be
terrible. It's like, why is Stephen Colbert in the middle of Antarctica? It just doesn't make any sense.
Oh God!
But it's so well done that I just have to read.
Oh God!
And then the next issue.
I will read the Wikipedia entry on the Marvel version of Stephen Colbert.
I'm sure you will.
There we go. That's how I will keep up.
Of course you will. Of course you will.
Because that will be accurate and complete.
Okay. The whole thing with Ben Folds, though, is apparently he divorced his wife.
Oh!
His schmife. And he realized that he's not been normal.
Aww.
Lately. Which is sad because Songs for Silverman was really good.
It was awesome.
So he's found his way back to normal. Way to Normal is the name of the album.
Nice.
And so, being that people always freak out, like, what's going to be the new song? Mm-hmm. Is it going to be leaked?
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. He notified everyone on his MySpace blog that there were 6 songs that were somehow leaked from his studio. And then finally it hit that these 6 songs were actually leaked by him to other people.
Nice.
Because he thinks it's funny that people actually give a shit about if it's leaked or not. So mm-hmm. he purposely leaked 6 songs that were made up songs, like The Bitch Is Nuts.
Which I heard part of was quite good.
It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And other songs like that, and one of them is like Way to Normal. No one knows if it's the actual theme song to the album or if it's like the fake version.
Mm-hmm.
No one knows. And he, on his MySpace page, he's going to release the new songs of the new fake songs, if in case you didn't get them, 1 week until the album releases September 30th.
Cool.
So, and I pre-ordered the album. Apparently, the only song that is true on there is You Don't Know Me, which very rationally.
You don't know me.
Well,
you don't understand. That's not Ben Folds, it's somebody else.
Yeah, this is Ben Folds. And then
it sounds like Ben Folds.
It's surprisingly a little haunting.
You pre-ordered the album. Did it download already?
I downloaded just the song. They give you like a taste.
Have to wait for the rest of it.
Right, and I looked it up on like some website and it said, that's one of the 6 songs that was leaked. But it's not fake. It's part of the album. Like, people are getting it on iTunes. What are the other 5 songs? And finally, I found Reddit up on it, so.
Nice.
Yeah, it reeks greatly of divorce conversation. But, the only other thing I have music news is apparently the God, our dear Lord and Savior, is trying to kill the Bare Naked Ladies.
I heard the Red Ed Robertson.
Apparently the tree.
They survived. They all escaped.
Yeah,
the plane.
The plane was in the tree like this, like
that. Like vertical. Like how? Because our real readers can't see your hands.
I know. Like okay.
It's vertically.
The
vertically.
Bugs Bunny episode where the gremlin's in the plane and he like is nose diving it down. Apparently it's vertically up, caught in the trees, and apparently they just crawled out the window.
Him and 3 passengers.
Him and 3.
Unharmed.
One of them is his wife. Yes, unharmed.
Thank God.
That would be...
See, God's saving the Bare Naked Ladies. They could be much worse. There could have been a plane wreck. Stephen Page could have overdosed on the crack. He's saving them.
Yes, he's saving them.
He saved Ed from crashing, and he saved Stephen from himself by getting him arrested.
Yeah, kind of like the anonymous tipster for Robert Downey Jr.
Yes. It was me. I'm sorry.
It was you. What was you?
I was the anonymous tipster for Robert Downey Jr.
But you know what? He likes to thank you.
I was also a deep throat.
He also noted... Back in the 70s. It was a Craig Ferguson. He noted that whoever the anonymous tipster is, he would like to punch him in the nose. But he would also then give him a hug afterwards and buy him it.
So is Robert Downey Jr. going to come here and punch me in the nose?
Possibly.
Awesome! You should totally film it and put it on YouTube, and our show will be popular.
I know.
I did it, Robert Downey. I was the anonymous tipster. Come to Columbus, Ohio. Email us at goodbadgeeky@gmail.com. I'll tell you where to come to, and you can punch me in the nose.
Oh, that's funny. Well, I think that's...
Anything else?
Yeah, that's it.
Next week, I'll have the season premieres of Bones and Prison Break, because they premiere this week. I was just rewatching the finales. Hopefully, John will be here. Or we'll find a guest host or something if he can't. But I would prefer John. John's better.
I would prefer John as well. Please be here, John.
I try to get Morgan to come over and say something for the microphone and she wouldn't do it.
Why not?
Because she's Morgan. She's shy.
Morgan needs to not be shy. We're all friends here. No one's going to care.
But it's for a microphone.
Yes.
We should totally get her up here and have a conversation with her without telling her the microphone's on.
Morgan, can you stand right in front of the microphone that's away from our mouths for just 2 seconds?
No, if you just, like, sit here and we have her sit on the couch and start talking to her, she'll totally talk, and you can have the microphone on.
No, I understand that, but the joke is that anytime I'm not using my microphone, it's right towards the door. So if someone stands right at the door, but they're up a little bit, I go, can you step back a little bit? Right there, thank you. And then just say, can you talk a little louder, please?
You can do that.
I cannot hear your small, meager voice.
Yeah.
But... Well, okay, that's totally it for now, and see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Get out of here without cheese! You're a creep! Go away! We're having a good time until you start up, cheapers! Go have some coffee with cream or something, because I'll tell you something. This is a happy place!